Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You know what it is, right? Yeah. Here we go. Elder Primos on the flow. Music. Yeah. I know what it is.
You can use the tweet.
I'm just being ordinary, ordinary. But my ordinary is extraordinary, extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most?
Yeah.
You wanna know how I know? Still you told me so.
They were
power preacher on the mic in the church flowing.
Yeah.
And got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing.
Yeah.
You just extra. You need to stop.
Yeah.
You need to get out that prayer line
and get a job.
He ain't hearing from God
now.
He just being lazy. That's what he's smoking on. They got him going crazy, but still I call and still I watch and still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen.
Write it down. Man.
Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. That I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just ordinary.
But my ordinary is your extraordinary.
Ordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual or extra lyrical. You so hear me, yo. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He will feel it. Nothing I do no more. It's about the dough. Nothing I do no more. It's for the show. And this a free download. Can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the dough. Listen, God with me. Yup, so ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down. Not to the top of me. Try to overthrow the boss. That's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked. That's why y'all mad at me. Around the G-O-D. Because he got my back.
He do
it. Elder is weak. He picking up the slack. He blessed me.
Why?
So I can wreck the track.
He did.
I bet you rewind it.
I will.
And play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I can preach an hour or two.
Dang.
So you might as well get comfortable. Cause here we go.
Here we go.
Before I start the sermon, though, I had to let you know.
What?
I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is
extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary? But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to be extra spiritual. Or extra lyrical, you just a video. I just move with the spirit when I feel it. In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. I'm just being ordinary.
Ordinary.
But my ordinary is extraordinary.
Extraordinary.
So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra.
But I'm just being ordinary.
Yeah.
Said I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
I'm just being ordinary.
Tell me,
I'm just being ordinary.
And we're about to hear.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord on the night. Praise the Lord. We thank God for each and every person who is online. Everybody who has called in to us tonight, this is the Anointed Truth of Christ, worldwide and uncensored. We want to welcome each and every person to Sunday night service. Praise God, hallelujah. And we are live on the air, praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person who has called in and everybody who has tuned in. Everybody who has tuned in on tonight, praise God. Hallelujah. We are having a blessed time in the Lord on this week. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are celebrating the life, amen, of Bishop Andre Alexis. Praise God. Hallelujah. We had his homegoing service on yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. We had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah, because it truly is a celebration. Praise God, hallelujah, a celebration that he has transitioned from this world to the next. Anything else is selfish. Praise God, at a funeral, hallelujah, anything else is selfish. I never got a chance to say this, and I never got a chance to tell them that, or I'm not going to have this person to come talk to, or I'm not going to have that person there for me. Hallelujah, everything is all selfish when you think about how you feel. Praise God, at a funeral. Praise God, hallelujah, because I guarantee you that person laying there doesn't feel that way. Praise God. Why? Because that body doesn't feel anything at all. Hallelujah, because the spirit has left that body and went back to be with the Father. Praise God, hallelujah. They are having a blessed time. Hallelujah, in the Lord. Praise God. One writer said, hallelujah, that they were dancing and singing all around the great white throne. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, having a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. So as we continue, praise God, to celebrate, amen, the life of Bishop Andre Alexis, praise God. We have another message from him on tonight. Praise God, amen. We will be doing this we got two more Sundays after this, hallelujah, in this month. Praise God, amen. But without further ado, praise God, this is Bishop Andre Alexis, praise
roller
God.
Coaster. Praise God, hallelujah. But what we're asking you to do is, while you're down there, hallelujah, why don't you stop by CARE Church Incorporated? Hallelujah. What does CARE stand for? Concerned about reaching everybody. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why this is a CARE Radio broadcast, because we are concerned about reaching everybody. We are concerned about everybody receiving the word of the living God. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We just praise God on tonight for everything that he is doing in the ministry. And we thank God for this dynamic man of God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm speaking about none other, praise God. Hallelujah. Than our very own Bishop Andre Alexis, co-pastor of CARE Church Incorporated. Hallelujah. And founder of His Ministry One. Look it up. Hallelujah. His Ministry One. We got a website, baby. Go check it out. Hallelujah. But without further ado, I'm going to introduce to some and present to others none other than our very own Bishop Andre, hallelujah, Alexis. Bishop Alexis, praise God, hallelujah. It is in your hands.
And I'm going to say to everybody that we can all remember that we are winning because of what Jesus has done for us from Mount Calvary. And he has donated his victory to us all the way from Mount Calvary. He has presented you and I with his victory, and he told us to proclaim it and to declare it throughout all the generations that we are more than conquerors through him. And it's not based upon our own circumstances or situations. It's not based upon health or children, relationship, marriage. It's not based upon any of those factors other than the fact of the cross. All by the cross itself, we have total victory. We have total victory. I always say in this village that, let me beat this drum a little bit, that we always say in this village, let's not poor mouth the gospel with our sicknesses. Let's not poor mouth the gospel making situations more than the Christ himself. For he has given us a total victory. And if we are children of the kingdom, then let us say what the kingdom is saying. Now, this is something that I think we all have to learn to do. This is progress. This takes time to learn. It takes development. It takes maturity. And the more we learn it, the more we get to exercise the right us of the kingdom, and that is to declare what he has said, and that's where we're all headed as children of the kingdom. Sooner or later, we will all be saying exactly what he has said. You see, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but his word will never, ever. And what will be in your mouth at the Bema seat and at my mouth at the Bema seat will be the sweet hallelujah praise of the Most High God. And we will be saying what he is saying, what he has said. I want you tonight to turn with me. I'm not going to keep you very long tonight, but there's something in 1 John chapter 3 and 2 that is sometimes overlooked or sometimes just read over. And it reads as, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him as he is. That's 1 John 3 and 2. I'm going to hit on some scriptures tonight, and I'm not going to do a bunch of commentary or anything, but I am going to just hit on some things tonight because I want you to think about this for a second. What you think about God is the most important thing that can ever come to your mind. What you think about God can be the most important question that can ever cross your mind. I will ask you, can you think of anything that would be more important than the question, what you think about God? Let me now give you a little bit of insight on this, because what you think about God will tell you how to play. It will tell you how to shop. It will tell you how to raise your children. The views that you think about God will tell you how to be the person that you are. High views of God normally brings us to a high and transit way of living before God. It brings us high in our worship. It brings us high in our understanding of who he is. You know, there's something about knowing a person, and then there's something about hearing about someone. And God does not want us just to have heard about him. He wants us to know him. And so what you think about God could be the most important question that should be in your mind. Again, it will tell you how, it will tell others how you think about your children, how you raise your children. It will tell others how you work on your job. High views of God normally gives you high morals in other places, in all places, not in other places, in all places, because what you think about God is the most important thing about you. Remember, low views of God just give you a low way of living. And this is what we see here in 1 John 3 and 2. And I want to bring you to it because it says, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, and we shall see him as he is. I want you to think about as he is. How is he right now? How is he? What do you see him as right now? Remember, your view of him tells a person everything about you. So what do you see of him right now? And not just that, it tells everything about you to God, because it releases the information that you need to release before God. See, and when I say that, let me clarify that. A lot of us are not totally honest with ourselves before God. And so we hide behind religion. We hide behind theology. We hide behind different doctrines. But still, we have not yet revealed our true selves to God as if he doesn't know. But God wants us to come clean, because if you don't know something about a person, then it is up to you to get to know that person. Get to know that person. And that's what we do with God. God is wanting us to get to know him. Well, now, he knows us, but he needs us to reveal our heart. He needs us to come clean. And through the evaluation parts of our lives, we can come between clean before God and say, Lord, here I am. I'm short in this area. Lord, I'm proudful in this area. Come clean with God, because it's in the relationship process that we get to see Jesus for who he truly is. And as you see Jesus being the Son of God, being high and lifted up, has taken the seat on the right-hand side of power with God, you know that there is no other like him. And this is a beautiful thing, because he's the firstborn of the dead, firstborn. And he went out to become the first among all the other brothers and sisters, and that's where you and I fit in. And so through the resurrection of Jesus, he has this new body, and so we will be like him. We will have this new body. But not just that, he is holy and he is pure, and we will also be holy, and we will also be pure. Now, picture your loved one, my friend, with no character defects at all. No human nature tainted by the human nature. There is no trace of, no tainting at all of the human nature. It has been completely eradicated. It is completely gone. And they just stand in the pureness and the holiness of God. Because, see, whether you and I have really accepted the fact or not, that's where we're all headed. Be ye holy, for I am holy, and without holiness no man shall see God. Well, regardless of your shortcomings, of your sin nature, of your can't help it, or your have-nots, or whatever the situation may be, you and I are being transformed to the image of God's dear Son, Jesus, and we will be like him, holy, pure, without spot, without wrinkle. Just think, you and I will be able to tell the pure truth and the holy truth. We will be standing in an attribute that will be a communicable attribute that God would begin to release upon the church, upon the children of God, in a way that we're not sharing it now. Now, some of the attributes we share with God right now are just given to us faintly. Well, what I mean is that we have a measure of wisdom, but we're not omniscient. We're not all wise. And God has allowed this attribute to be shared with us, and this is called a communicable attribute. When we talk about holiness, God is completely holy. We have a way of holiness, but we have not been completely made holy. But when we see him, we will be completely made holy, and this attribute will be delivered unto us in a measure without count. Without measure. And so as he will be, so we shall be. I want you to remember that the scripture says, as many that has received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now that's the scripture is just reiterating and saying the same thing, but if you want to catch the emphasis of you seeing that the power of his name isn't here, is at play. The believing factor and the believing on his name releases the power for that we may become the sons and daughters of God. This is all done by the love of God, because he loved his people so much. He loved us so much. I'm thinking about what 2 Peter 1 and 4 said, that by which have been given to us an exceeding great and precious promises, that through these that you may be partakers of the divine nature. We become partakers of the divine nature by the promises of God, because it is the very word of God. And as we are having the escaping of the corruption that is in the world, and how we escape it is that we are no longer lusting after the desires of the things that are in the world. The Bible is the only point of reference on how we know to love God, to understand who God is. It is the only point of reference that man has. And for many a times, especially this last times, the man has told man that the Bible is corrupted and it's been tampered with, and it has no truth in it, and it's full of lies, and it's some of this was taken out and some of this was added in, and all of it has come to tamper with our understanding on how we are to know God. God has only revealed himself through the Bible to us. That means that if you're going to know God in any form or any fashion, you're not going to be able to know God by the moon, or by the work of the stars, or by the work of the seas. Those things all point to God, but they only point to God to show that there is a divine creation, a divine creator. But they have no salvation in them. And the Bible is the only thing, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only gospel given under the heavens in which it can save mankind's soul. And so when man tells us that the Bible is this and the Bible is that, other than what the Word of God declares it to be, he is tampering with the real and only vital relationship that the soul and man, that's that the soul and God has together, period. That's the only way God is going to reveal himself to you, is through his Word. So I always say, if you do nothing else, read your Bible. If you do nothing else, study your Bible, because in it is the only way that you will personally know who God is. Not just knowing about him. And the children of Israel tells us many of stories about him. But now these last in precious days, at the appointed time, God sent forth his Son at the appointed time to reveal so much more about who he is. And so God is saying, it's enough about hearing about me. Now you need to know me for yourself. Now you need to know me for yourself. And the only way that you're going to know me for yourself is to read my word. And so the scripture says that now we all see through a glass darkly, but then we're going to see it face to face. We're going to see it all face to face. I mean, we're all going to come to truth with the matter. We only now we know in part, but then we're going to be understood as we are also known by Christ. All the questions that we would like to ask God on the whys and the how comes and why did it happen like this and why did you let it go down like this is all going to be done away with. The question and all the things are going to just evaporate because of the pureness and the holiness of God. I want you to think with me just one question, just one for 1 second, is that every question that you would like to ask God right now, it won't exist in the day of God when we see him face to face. And let me tell you why. Because the question that you and I that puzzles us so much about so many things about life is going to be done away with because it's birthed out of a carnal mind. It is birthed from carnality. It's fleshly. It's birthed out of our own lust, our own hurts, our own pains. And all these things, God said, shall be done away with. And he will dry every tear up. All the hurts and the pains and all the birthing pains and all the questions that would be asked from that, it will be asked from a Adamic nature. The thing that Adam had so rightfully gave on to us through the sin, through the transgression. And so we inherit that. And so we got a line of questions we would like to ask God, but in the purity of God, they will not stand because we will also be made pure and every defiled thing shall be done away with. Every defiled thing. And so the scripture tells us that he's going to change our vile body, that we may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working that he is able to do and subdue all things unto himself. And see, bringing all things unto himself means that this first Adam and then the transgressor and the nature that we receive will all be done away with. And then this last Adam is what we will be resting in. And see, let me say this. Many, many times we think about how much of mess Adam got us all into. And we do what we do because of what Adam did. I act this way. I lie like this. I cheat like this. Oh, and I got a bunch of I can't help it like this. All because of what this Adam did. And so we're still doing the blame game with Adam. But what about the last Adam? What about the last Adam? Not the second Adam. I'm talking about the last Adam, which is Christ Jesus himself. What about the last Adam? What about his power? And what about what he did? And what about the newness of life that we should be walking in this last Adam? Well, through the renewing of our minds, we have not yet matured ourselves as of yet. We haven't matured our minds enough and our spirits enough to begin to walk in the fullness of this last Adam as we walk in the fullness of this first Adam. Because of the Adamic nature, but what about the new nature? Well, we are all supposed to be created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Well, we're all called to be a new creation in Christ, but the emphasis is not there because of our minds, because of the carnality of our minds, because of the enmity and the hostility of our minds, the training that we have been through through so many years and thinking in the old pattern of Adam. And so therefore, the good news is that when we see him, we will be like him. Isn't that good news? Isn't the gospel good news? Isn't that wonderful news? And you and I both boldly say that we will believe the report of the Lord, that you and I will believe the report of the Lord. Do you know the battle that we have is always within ourselves to just believe what God has said? Just to believe what he has said. It's so easy to believe the weatherman when he tells us the weather and the reports or the traffic reports, what's going on down the highways. But when it comes to a God who has proven himself time and time again, you say, well, how has he proven himself time and time again? Let me tell you how. He causes the moon to rise. He causes the sun to rise. He causes the moon to shine. He causes the stars to shine. He's continually doing wonderful things. And when I think about the goodness of God, how God is so good. He's so good. What do you do? He makes sure that the earth is watered. He makes sure that the plants are taken care of and the flowers are blossoming. He makes sure that the sun is rising. He feedeth the animals. He gives you and I air and oxygen. I always talk about the goodness of God when I can just think and meditate. It makes all my situations go away. And we're called to meditate upon the things of God. We're called to put him in remembrance of his word, bless him, and then forget not all of his benefits. We're called to do that. And when we do opposite of that, then we are literally in transgression of his kingdom. God wants us to be kingdom-minded, and that's where we're headed. That's where we're headed. Some of us is going to take a little longer to get there than others, but if we are the children of God, we will get there because it is up to the Holy Spirit himself to nurture us, to bring us into the place where God wants us. He's the last ministry in the earth, and he will perfect the thing that God has said he will do, because God said that he will perfect the thing that concerns you and me, and he is the one that is the author and the finisher of our faith, and what God has started, God will complete. And that's the good news. That's the good news. Those who have been born into God's family, they do not even continue practicing sin because God's life is in them now. So they just can't keep on sinning. I didn't say they don't sin. I said they just can't keep on sinning because they're children of God. They're children of God. And this is where we find God's grace. God's grace is so awesome that the writer Paul told a group of people, don't take it in vain. Just because God has allowed you to sin and it appears that you're getting away with this, don't take God's grace in vain. He says like this, he says, should we continue in sin that grace may abound? Because the love of God is so awesome, it's so powerful, and it's so real that we think we can just keep on living a lifestyle of sin and say that God loves us so much that he won't punish us when he comes. No, my beloved, God must punish the wicked. He must punish because God is good. God is pure. God is holy. God is righteous, and that will repel. He repels everything that is not like that. He repels everything that is defiled. And is it because he is just, he must deliver wrath unto that which is unjust. It is he that will deliver the wrath, and it is he that is also attempting to save all that will come now because of his goodness that is supposed to draw all men unto himself, him wishing that no man to perish. It is he that will deliver the wrath because of his attribute, because of his character, because of his nature, and it must be delivered. That's why we can't get into a lopsided view of God. Having the right view of God means the world to your whole being. It means the world to your whole being. Let me give you an example. If I was to tell you how much God is just love, God is love, God is love, and we just leave him as just a character, has the character of love, he's wrapped up in the nature of love, and that's all he ever had, and then that means he has no hate in him at all. He has nothing that will repel anything that is opposite of love, because he's just love, and so therefore he really don't have anything else to do but love. And it will be so lopsided of his nature being a God of justice. How can a God of justice ever deliver justice if he's just love? Because the wicked has to be punished and injustice must be dealt with. And so he has to deal with those things according to his nature. And so therefore we can't make a lopsided view of God, but to have a full aspect of God is the most essential things, as we, the children of God, must apprehend. We must know our God. We proclaim our God reign, our God reign, our God reign, but is it just a God you have heard about, or is it actually a God that you have become intimately involved with? Do you honestly can say to yourself, I know more about God today than when I first started my Christian journey? You see, God is always and always have given progressive revelation about himself. You don't look on the first page of the Bible and find all there is to know about God. God doesn't reveal himself like that. He reveals himself progressively throughout. And that's why it takes everything from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation and through an intimate prayer life by the power of the Holy Spirit that we may come in contact with a living relationship of our God. So I encourage you be reminded that those who are born of the family of God, we do not continue to practice in sin. And when we do, there's a cry that goes on. Because do you know that the Bible is very, very concise? It says over to us in 1 John 3:10, it says, so now that we tell you who we are as the children of God and who are the children of the devil. And see, the Bible makes a distinction, and because it makes a distinction, we should make a distinction. And it says that we should make it according to the word of God and not according to our feelings. Not according to our feelings, but according to the word of God. It is the final discipline that we should have and the final authority that we should have as the children of God. And so let me read this verse again. It says, so now we can tell who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Now, some people might just say, well, they're just bad and they're just acting up. But don't deny the truth of what it is what it is. I know it's hard to tell someone or to realize that this is a devil. This is a devil, because you don't want to sound religious and you don't want to be telling other people about their being devils and you don't want to sound this way or that way. But the truth of the matter is, a devil is a devil. A devil is a devil. And the Bible has made a distinction between the children of God and the children of the devil. He says, and anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God. Now, I know that may be a hard pill for a lot of us to swallow, but it is what it is, and that's what God said is, and I'm just going to agree with God, because tonight I want to be more kingdom-minded than what I was yesterday. Each day I want to go closer to saying exactly what he says. Exactly what he says. And regardless of what people think that I sound like when I say what I say, I'd rather be caught pleasing God than to be a man pleaser, than to look for the favor of men and lose the favor of God. It says that over in 1 John 3:7 tells us, it says, dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous. It shows that they're connected. It shows that they belong to Christ because they have a right living. They live right. They do right. They do all the things that show that they're on the road. They're on the road of having a happy and an eternal team with God, and being happy and eternity with God, in eternity with God. You see, sometimes we get so caught up in things and purpose and all these other things, and we forget what the chief end of mankind is. The chief end of mankind is to eat, drink, and be merry, and to enjoy the presence of God, and not just now, but all the days of our lives. These are the things that God has given us, the eating, the drinking, and being merry with one another. But most of all, to do it all to bring him glory and to learn to enjoy his presence all the days of our life. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to remember how to love him, how to bless him, how to enjoy our food, how to enjoy our clothing, our shelter, his provision, and to most of all bring him glory, and that for all the days of our life. And see, we don't have to complicate the simplicity of God. God has given us a very simple method to do. Eat, drink, be merry, and in all that you do, give me glory and learn to enjoy my presence, said God. And the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And so therefore, we get cheated out of our eating, getting drink. We get cheated in our drinking. We get cheated in not being merry. And we don't know how to enjoy God's presence, and we're sure not giving God any glory. And so, therefore, we have to reverse it. We have to reverse it and go back to the foundational thing that God has said, I've given you eating, to drink, and to be merry, and to learn to give me the glory, and to learn to enjoy my presence for all the days of your life. So Jesus has come that we may have life and life more abundantly, and that we do in him through right living. That we do with him in right living. And we have to remember over in Romans 8:30, he says, and having chosen them, he called them to come to him. He called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them the right standing with himself. And having given them the right standing, he has also given them glory. I just want to elaborate on that in closing, because it is he who has done the chosen, and you did not choose yourself to become a Christian. He chose you, and this is where we will go into the foreknowledge of God, or the predestination, that God has predestinated you before the foundations of the earth, before all this earth, before all these worlds were ever created, the Godhead, that means the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, had a council, and you were brought up, and I was brought up, and we was chosen before the foundations of the earth through the wonderful counsel of the Godhead, and he predestinated us, and he called us and chose us to be his own people. Oh, what a right standing he gave to us from that point on. And now we're learning to develop that sort of understanding, that sort of relationship with God, seeing that God has called us to himself. We was predestinated from before the foundations of the earth through the Godhead, through the counsel of the Godhead, and there's not a devil in hell that can take you away from God. Jesus is that no man can snatch you from my Father's hand. No man can snatch you from my Father's hand. And so I'm telling you that a man can only repent because he's been called by the Holy Spirit. A man can't come on his own to God. And leave a man to his own demise, he will forever be stuck in his Adamic nature, because there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. And so man's mind and his best frame of thinking for his own personal savings of his own soul will always lead to death. And so the gift of God through the Holy Spirit brings a man to repentance, that we may turn to the things of God and become the children of God. So I say to you again, my beloved, my dear friend, my brother and my sister, I say to you one more time that when we see him, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, but we shall see him as he is. Hey, listen, this has been your friend, your brother, Andre Alexis, loving on you the best way that I possibly can. And I'm telling you once again, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning. We are winning because Jesus has gave us a victory, and he donated that victory to you and I, we being the church. He did that from Mount Calvary. It is time that you and I quit poor mouthing the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'll turn this back over to you now, Elder Prevost. I thank you very much, my dear friend, for allowing me to share your time with you and others.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We praise the Lord on tonight for that word. Do not bad mouth the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't have doubt in God and what God going to do. Hallelujah. He laid it before the cornerstone of the world. Hallelujah. You are predestinated. Hallelujah. You got to believe that word. Don't bad mouth the gospel. When you bad mouth the gospel, you are bad mouthing the good news of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are taking away everything that he said when he said we are winning. Hallelujah. Because of what he did. Hallelujah, some 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross. Do not badmouth the gospel. Praise God on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for Bishop Alexis. Praise God, hallelujah. And before we go any further, let's do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight, Lord, for the man of God. Hallelujah. We lift him up to you tonight, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you replenish him, the virtue that he has poured out onto us tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Keep filling him up with wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah. And that word to pour out to your children, to pour out on your sheep, Lord. And we thank you on today. Hallelujah. For the man of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
On tonight. Hallelujah. God is.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise. Hallelujah. You have just heard. Amen. Bishop Andre Alexis, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are in tribute to him, celebrating his life this entire, amen, month of January. Praise God. We just had his homegrown service yesterday. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And yes, we did have a blessed time in the Lord, celebrating the life. Hallelujah, my friend, amen, Bishop, hallelujah, Andre Alexis, amen, amen, praise God, and we thank God for that word he just gave. Do not badmouth, hallelujah, the gospel, amen, praise God, do not badmouth the gospel, praise God, hallelujah. So we thank God for that word, hallelujah, amen, from the immortal, hallelujah, praise God, Bishop Andre Alexis, praise God, hallelujah, forever immortal. In audio, praise God, hallelujah. So like I said, we'll be back next Sunday, hallelujah, with another tribute to Bishop Alexis, amen, and the Sunday after that as well, praise God. And we have enough recordings where we can dedicate an entire night to him, hallelujah, amen, in the coming season. So we look forward to that as well. Right now, we want to open up the phone lines. If there's anybody on the line tonight that has a testimony, a prayer request, maybe you have a comment on the word of God on tonight, hallelujah, amen. Or maybe you have some words about, amen, Bishop Andre Alexis, praise God. Maybe you called before and you've heard that word and that word has blessed you, hallelujah. Or maybe he has blessed you in some way, shape, form, or fashion, hallelujah. We would love, amen, to hear a testimony about the bishop on tonight, hallelujah. So if there's one on tonight, the phone lines are now open, praise God. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? The phone lines are open. Will there be one?
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Giving all reverence to my Heavenly Father. And giving honor to all of you that is on the line, to Elder Prevost, and to Pastor Alexis. And it is going to be a great miss, a great man of God. And it was one word that he always said, we are still winning. And at this time that I must say that he has won. He has won his crown. He has won. He's trans over. He doesn't have to suffer any longer in this world. He doesn't have to worry about paying no rent, light, gas, car note. He ain't got to worry about trying to get one place to another place, because now he has received his wings and he is in glory. So we are still winning. He has won already. And I just thank God that John 3:7 says, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The truth is, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and of the Spirit. I assure you, unless you are born again, you can never see the kingdom of God. And I thank God that he was born again. I say that someone asked, well, what denomination you are? I said, I'm not Catholic, I'm not Baptist, Lutheran, but I am. I'm born again. And that's who I am. And I just thank God that he has not written the book. He says he is still yet writing the book. He's still writing the book through the Holy Spirit. You may read where some of them have said amen and have given a benediction, but the Holy Spirit has not given the benediction yet. The Holy Spirit is still writing the book. He's writing the book through you and I. So what is your book saying? What is someone reading your book? What is your book saying to somebody on today? Let us be about God's business. God bless you, Elder Prevost and First Lady and all that is listening. God bless you. This is Apostle Thomas of Chosen Generation Fellowship of Churches signing off with love.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you tonight, Apostle Thomas. Hallelujah. And we thank God for those words. Amen. About, amen, the late, great Bishop Alexis. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm pretty sure, amen, that his friends and family don't realize how his words have stretched not only across the country, hallelujah, but also around the world, hallelujah. There are places in Africa and India, hallelujah, that have heard that phrase, we are winning. They know Bishop Alexis's voice, hallelujah, when they hear it, hallelujah, praise God. So we just thank God, hallelujah, amen, for those kind words, amen, from you on tonight, amen, and the chosen generation of churches representing on tonight all the way from the West Coast. Hallelujah, in California, we thank God for you on tonight. Praise God. Do we have another one on the line on tonight? Praise God. The line is still open.
Good evening, Bishop.
Go ahead.
Good evening, Elder Prevost. This is Jennifer from Malawi.
I just
want to
say that is a true statement that my husband has made. He's made it several times. Do not pour mouth the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I believe that as we are sitting here now, that he is in heaven rejoicing. Because as the young lady stated, I believe that he is winning. He is winning, and now he has won. And I thank you, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah for Sister Valerie Alexis on tonight. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for her on tonight. Amen. And like she said, hallelujah, he is winning and he is won. Praise God. Hallelujah. And our prayers are constantly with you and your children and the rest of the family. Praise God. Hallelujah. And like you said, we know that he is rejoicing in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for you, Sister Valerie, on tonight. Do we have another testimony on the line on tonight?
I just want to praise God for Pastor Alexis. You know, when you think about you in this tent of this body, and the reason you continue to be in this tent is because we still know that we are looking for a house where our building maker is God. And so thank God that now he's moved out of his tent and he's found his house. So I just want to thank God for him. Been my friend over 25 years. We've had our good times and we had our up times and down times, but yet we remained friends throughout all of these years. And I thank God for him. I'm going to miss him. We went to the park together. We went to feed the people together. And everywhere that I went, he always was there to back me up and wanted to go with him and do what he was can, even when he was sick. He still wanted to do his best. And so I just thank God and praise God for him and for his family. And I say, may God give the family the comfort that they need. And one of my old saying is, Lord, help me to accept those things I cannot change. Change what I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for Bishop Page on tonight. Hallelujah, our pastor, amen, at Care Church Incorporated. Hallelujah, and good friends with Bishop Andre Alexis, like he said, over 25 years. Praise God, they've been hanging out together. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. So we thank God for friendships on tonight. Hallelujah, amen. The phone lines are still open on tonight. Do we have another testimony? Praise God.
Praise God. Do we have another testimony on tonight? Well, amen. Praise God. Well, we just thank God. Hallelujah for each and every caller who called in on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody who heard the word of God on tonight, we thank God. Hallelujah for our brother in Christ, Bishop. Hallelujah, Alexis. Amen. Praise God. We will be, like I said, paying another tribute to him next week. Hallelujah. We got recording today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, amen. We will be playing another message. Amen. From him on next Sunday night. Amen. We invite all you listeners out there on Blog Talk. Hallelujah. To come back and listen with us live next week. We invite all you that's listening to the recordings to come back and listen to us next week. Praise God. Hallelujah. We will be online this Thursday night. Hallelujah. For Thursday Night Thunder with our very own Sister Valencia Scott bringing forth the words of God. Hallelujah on tonight. And once again, we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for Bishop Alexis. Praise God and the impact he has had on each one of our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. I personally thank, hallelujah, thank God for him. Hallelujah. He's the one who called in. He called into the line, saw it on Facebook, called into it. Hallelujah. Heard. Amen. The word being given, and then he called me privately and asked me, was I ordained? Did I have the paperwork I needed? Praise God. Hallelujah. Then offered, amen, to be my overseer, so to speak. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is how we met over the phone lines. Praise God. I don't want to give him all the glory, because all the glory goes to God, but he allowed God to use him. Hallelujah, in such a way, amen, that it impacted our lives, me and my wife's lives, to where, hallelujah, we're in a whole different city now, praise God, because of what Bishop Alexis started, what Bishop Alexis saw, hallelujah, amen, in the ministry and in us, hallelujah, praise God. So I thank God for him, hallelujah, and I will personally miss him. Praise God, hallelujah. But whenever I want to hear him, hallelujah, I got him on recorded. I got him on video. Hallelujah, praise God. So he will forever live on in our hearts. Hallelujah, and in our minds. And we know he's forever living on in the spirit. But we also know that he has left his voice in the earth. Hallelujah, not only for us, just so we can hear him. Hallelujah, because, you know, sometimes we just want to hear him. Hallelujah, praise God. But also the word that God put in his belly to reach that person out there. Hallelujah, amen. That's not listening because they want to hear him, because they know him, but because they're listening because they want to hear a word from the Lord. And the Lord put that word in his belly, and that word will forever be left in the earth. Hallelujah, praise God. And we thank God for that on tonight. And we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. We will forever keep the Alexis family lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. Care Church Incorporated lifted up in prayer. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person that showed up. Hallelujah, and showed out for Bishop Alexis on yesterday. Hallelujah, I'm pretty sure he would have been, hallelujah, well pleased, hallelujah, at his homegoing service on yesterday. Praise God, hallelujah. So we just truly thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Hallelujah, we thank God, amen, for everybody who called in, all the listeners. Hallelujah, praise God. And we, like I said, we will be back Thursday night, 9 o'clock Central Time, with Sister Valencia Scott on Thursday Night Thunder. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you on tonight. Thank you for the word, hallelujah, that you left in the earth through our brother, hallelujah, through our friend, hallelujah, praise God, Bishop Alexis. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the time that we were able to spend with him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, amen, for the experiences, hallelujah, that we had with him, the memories that we will forever have, praise God. And we thank God, Lord, that we believe that your word is true, hallelujah, that just like Lazarus, right now he is in a place of honor in the bosom of Abraham. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for that on tonight, and we will continue to praise and to magnify your name. Hallelujah. We pray all these things in your son Jesus' name. And we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And don't forget, do not forget, hallelujah, to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Y'all go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ, Worldwide and Uncensored. Y'all have a blessed night.
Here we go. I don't think they're ready though. It's like, what? You want to do right, but things keep going wrong.
Uh-huh.
Something about the name Jesus, it ain't just a song. Just keep calling on him, I promise it won't be long.
What?
To all your worries and your problems, they all'll be gone. You say you're trying, well I tell you try harder. His grace is sufficient, ain't no telling what the Lord'll do. You need him in your life, the one and only Christ. He came, lived, and died, and paid a major sacrifice. So if you believe like I believe, eternal life you will achieve. Just lift him up, and then you'll see the windows of heaven opening and blessings pouring out. When you feel the Spirit, you'll start to shout. When praises go up, blessings come down. When you're alone, he's still around. Now come on.
I was living in sin. Till he came in my life.
Praise him.